Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 20th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher emeritus of GGB, and today we sit down with Werner Becker, the CEO of Kambi. When Christian Nyland decided to step down from sports betting provider Kambi, the company conducted an exhaustive search for his successor and came up with former SportsRadar CEO Werner Becker. With senior executive experience within the sports betting industry, both in B2B and B2C companies, Becker is charged with leading Kambi into the next phase of its growth. Becker played a pivotal role in the successful NASDAQ IPO of SportsRadar in September 2021. He talks about how Kambi brings value to its clients and why Kambi can speed the success of any online sports betting operator. He spoke with me at the ICE Conference and Trade Show in Barcelona in January. To the GGB podcast. We're doing another in our series of the GGB Live at ICE this year in Barcelona. And my guest today is Werner Becker, the CEO of Kambi. Kambi's a leading provider for all technology on sports betting side and probably the leading program in the U.S. So Werner, thanks for joining us. I've been a big fan of Kambi for a lot of years and we're glad to be able to sit down with you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you've been in charge for like 6 months, so it's pretty recent. What has changed in that time?
So first of all, I think Crystal in the 40 years before did a great job.
Right,
so
yeah, absolutely.
We are the global leading sportsbook supplier, premium sportsbook is for sure the best product out there. My focus in the last 6 months was a lot on our modernization strategy. Mm-hmm. I think we are well known in this industry as providing the best sportsbook.
Sure.
But Christian set the strategy and I'm executing on it, that we also provide now an odds feed,
right.
We provide a managed trading service, we offer as a bet builder, all these products are standalone products.
Mm-hmm.
That's after 14 years of only supplying customers with a turnkey solution, it's a change for the company. And the second area of focus for us at the moment for sure is fully on AI.
Mm-hmm.
So we started to invest already 3 years ago. We are AI first company.
Sure.
And this year is the year of execution for us. So we're rolling out our AI pricing and trading service now, which is a big, big step for the company.
Yeah.
So we are very happy about the first results we see. It will really change the whole industry.
Right. Yeah, it's got to make a huge impact on your business, AI, if you get it right, of course, right?
Yes. Many areas, because first of all, we still have 320 traders at Kambi, so that's a big headcount.
Sure,
that's also
right?
A big cost, right, in our P&L. Looking forward, we think we can work with a team size of about 50 supervisors only.
Right.
So this
okay.
is a big cost reduction for the company. So the best traders we have today, they will stay with us going forward. So that's on the cost side. The more important thing, I think, is on the revenue side, because the margin is so much better,
right.
The product and the odds are so more sharp and in real time, so it's getting nearly impossible for sharp punters to take away money from our customers anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we will have more revenues with less costs, and as a public listed company, that's definitely no bad news for investors.
Well, that's always the goal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So your platform has always been very stable, very flexible, but there's still companies out there that insist on building their own platform, having their own proprietary technology, and most times it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work, and why is it a much more great idea to partner with Kambi?
Yeah, I think walking around here at ICE, you can see that every few months, if there is a new conference, more and more new sportsbook are here with big boosts, right? And I've never heard from a lot of these companies before, but it looks like they're all making good business. And I think the reason they're making good business is because of black markets.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kambi was always very focused on regulated markets. We see none of them as our competitor because we see none of them in tenders, in pitches.
Right.
But it looks like with all these very tough regulations, especially in Europe at the moment, but also in Asia, that the big black market is growing and growing and growing, which means there are a lot of opportunities for these companies out there. We are very focused on regulated markets, so regulation is always in our favor. Mm-hmm. For example, Brazil now.
Sure.
We launched on day one in Brazil with several customers there, looking to the US with Texas and California, hopefully to regulate also soon. There are a lot of opportunities for us.
Sure.
But again, there is a big, big black market, and I think a lot of regulators, especially in Europe, do not understand that this is not good for their customers,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
Because there's no social responsibility, no responsible gaming, sure. No taxes, nothing, right?
KYC.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
It's a difficult market, and when these companies want to get into regulated markets, that should be a black mark against them.
Absolutely. So we are licensed in more than 60 jurisdictions, mm-hmm. which is a big burden also for a company.
Right.
Our regulatory compliance team at today is about 17 employees. It mm-hmm. comes with a lot of costs to be compliant
right.
in all these jurisdictions
sure.
all the time. Mm-hmm. These guys change the regulations and policy every
right.
few months.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it comes with a lot of costs. And I think only companies of our size and our scale really can be compliant and active in so many countries.
Sure, sure. Let's talk about Brazil. That an exciting launch a few weeks ago. It
yeah.
seems to have gone very well. What's your opinion on how it's gone so far?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big gray market.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tough
yeah.
For two reasons. First of all, it's an ultra competitive market.
Yeah.
All the big guys are in 70, there.
75
absolutely.
Operators.
Yes, and more to come.
Yeah.
Some are in a still right. wait position, but it also entered the market soon. So highly competitive. But on the other side, also the very complex KYC process there,
mm-hmm.
including face recognition,
right.
Makes it very difficult, made it very difficult in the first few weeks. It's
right.
getting better now
yeah.
to really convert the customers from the customer base they had in the gray market before
sure.
now into regulated customers.
Yeah.
So we hear feedback from not only our customers, but from the whole industry that it was a tough start
right.
and it will take some time because customers are jumping around now and try to find operators where
sure.
they don't have to go through this process.
Right.
And
yeah.
it takes some time to figure out, because there is a lot of blocking in Brazil,
yeah,
that
yeah.
more or less there is no other chance now, right?
Right,
so it
yeah,
takes some time.
A lot of football bets down there, I imagine.
Yes, and I heard from a customer yesterday that in the Google search rankings,
yeah.
on top at the moment, unregulated casino, unregulated betting,
right.
because customers looking for alternatives,
right? Yeah,
right
yeah.
to not go through this process.
Right, exactly. So you've been involved in the U.S. for about 8 years now, and again, one of the leaders in the market. How do you handle the transition from sports betting to iGaming?
Yeah, so we are a sportsbook-only company,
right.
but of course, for all our customers, it would be so nice if
mm-hmm.
more countries regulate also iGaming, because
right.
for all the betting operators, iGaming, look at Europe, it's about 60%
sure.
of the revenue is normally
right.
coming
yeah.
from gaming, and only 40 or 30 even less
right.
for betting. So their business model would be much better if
yeah.
gaming would be allowed. I think everyone's a little bit disappointed because we all expected to see more traction,
right.
more speed. There are a lot of rumors now out there that Mr. Trump probably
right.
Could change here some things.
Mm-hmm.
There are even rumors out there that he's interested to start the process about at least thinking about a federal
sure.
regulation.
Yeah.
So, but these are all rumors, right?
Right.
You never
right,
know.
Right, yeah.
But there's some optimism now, definitely
yeah.
in the market.
Well, you know, I can't understand when people look at, like, I'm from New Jersey, so,
yeah.
you know, we legalized iGaming first,
yeah.
and sports betting came.
And we guys, we took the first bet in New Jersey.
Right, yes, yeah. And the revenues have gone up. You know, they're still hitting record revenue. Same thing with Michigan. They legalized both at the same
yeah.
time. I mean, why can't other states learn these lessons? I mean,
yeah.
they're all making good money.
I think it's the same thing we see in Europe with these big black markets.
Yeah.
Regulators sometimes do not understand that if they don't regulate iGaming,
mm-hmm.
that it's still there.
Right.
It's only unregulated,
right.
right? And they don't get taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They are not able to control responsible gaming, and they can execute all their policies.
Right.
That's the only thing which happens if you don't regulate. It's
right.
still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question. So at one point you also operated retail in the U.S. Do you still do that?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we operate about more than 30% of the whole retail business
okay.
in the U.S.
Okay.
is run on our
yeah.
platform.
Okay, great. So, and when you get an operator in the U.S. or another legal state, they basically set their policies in terms of how much you can bet,
yes.
the minimums and maximums,
yes.
that kind of thing. So you just do whatever they what their policies are.
Yes. So we work with commercial as well as a lot of tribal operators
mm-hmm.
in
right.
the U.S. And especially the tribal operators, they have sometimes very clear policies about
mm-hmm.
Stake limits and things like that. But of course, we always have recommendations for our customers
right.
because for all these mainly casino-focused companies,
mm-hmm.
Sports betting is often a very new area
right.
where
sure, right.
We, of course, are happy to advise and consult them and provide our experiences we have from a lot of other markets
sure.
in the U.S., but also
mm-hmm.
outside the U.S.
Okay. one of your newer customers, I believe, is Restream, or is that then an older customer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know they're very happy with it. I know Schwartz pretty well, and he's very happy with what's happening there. What are some of the other companies you work with in the U.S.?
Yeah, so first of all, I think also Richard Schwartz is one of the best CFOs I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
He's very strategic. He's a very smart guy. We're very happy to have Rush Street as a customer. We also work with Bally's in the U.S., we work with Parks Casinos, we work with Churchill Downs in casinos, in the U.S., and we recently signed a few weeks ago with Hard Rock.
Right, great. And Bally's was one of those who tried to build their own platform and decided to come to you after that. So,
yes.
Yeah, that's great. So you've added recently some new officers in your company, the new people officer, IR, chief commercial officer. So are you building your own team here that you think are going to take care of you to the next level?
I think it's quite fair if a new incoming CEO is in charge that he also, execute some changes in the management teams.
Sure, right.
That's what I did. In general, I'm very happy with the team Christian handed over to me.
Right.
So we have a very experienced senior management team. Yes, I did some changes, but the changes are not complete.
Okay. And as you mentioned, you're focusing on the traders because of AI.
Yeah.
And so you're not downsizing. I would say you're kind of right-sizing.
Yes, right sizing. Yes, it's simply because it's 2025.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's too late to simply use AI as a buzzword.
Sure. Right.
Right. We have to execute now. We rolled out. I think it's only Sportradar and us.
Yeah.
Only the two of us really started a few years ago already to invest in AI. And for us, in the next few months, it will really pay off a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Also, you just got a license in Nevada, correct?
No, we don't have the license yet.
Okay.
So the Nevada Gaming Board paved us in a way. So we still have in 2 weeks from now with the Gaming Commission the final hearing there. But it looks good that we will.
Yeah, we don't want to step on their toes.
Yes.
Well, that's good to have you in Nevada. You know, I live in Nevada half the year, and it's frustrating sometimes. You don't see the good companies that you know operate all over the rest of the country, and Nevada is supposed to be the gold standard. So I'm glad you're going to.
Yeah, I think it's the gold standard, definitely from a license perspective.
Right.
If you look to the sports book, which you have in Nevada, probably they are not all on the top level.
Right, right. So you've been doing a share buyback for about at least a year now. So that must mean you have a lot of confidence in your company.
Yes, we have a lot of confidence in our company, but our share price is on a very low level at the moment, why I think it was absolutely the right decision to go for a share buyback program.
Right.
If our share price goes up again, which it will, I think, then of course share buyback program is probably not the best option, but getting active more on M&A to use our share price also to pay for or to do dividends probably is then the better way, but for now it's I think for investors the best thing we can do.
Okay, great. All right, just one more question. Where do you see Cambi going in the next 5 years?
Yeah, I see Cambi going definitely in a direction that with our AI capabilities, we will be in such a good position because of margin, because of user experience, that we will get even more dominant in the turnkey sector. But we will leverage also our odds now for other customers who have an in-house sportsbook. Mm-hmm. And our odds are not static odds like you can get from the sport traders and Chinos and all the others.
Right.
Our odds are trading on a $17 billion liquidity we have.
Right. Okay.
So we use all our trading and liquidity we have with our AI machine now to constantly sharpen these odds. So live delays, uptime will be all nearly 100% because AI can react within milliseconds.
Sure, right.
So we see a completely different level now with our AI product.
Yeah.
And this, of course, will be a benefit for our customers because they will take the money from.
Sure, absolutely. Lorna, thanks for joining us. I really appreciate you coming by. I know you've got a lot of meetings today, so it meant a lot for you to come by and visit with us today. So
thanks so much. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
I hope we can follow up with this next year.
Yeah, hopefully. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the GGB Podcast. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out the Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the daily news of the gaming industry, subscribe for free to the Global Gaming Monitor at igamingbusiness.com. Don't miss a single episode of the GGB Podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.